Let me share my screen. Give me 2 seconds. Why is it not sharing? Can y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I call this meeting to order at 9:02 a.m. And the first item on our agenda is roll call. So let's get that started. Oh my God, sorry, my screen is doing something weird. Okay, and then so Ashmita Alawalia.
Here.
And then Arzeli Barragan here. Christina Caro.
Present.
And then Ashley Medeiros.
Here.
And then Martin Castillo, absent. And then Eric Pinlack, absent. And then Michael Sensa.
Present.
Okay. I believe we do meet quorum, so let's continue on with the meeting. So the first item on our agenda is, or the next item on our agenda is approval of the agenda. And then I believe I'm allowed to because I have voting rights in this meeting, right?
Oh, because you guys don't have a chair, huh?
Because I'm the chair of this, of personnel. But I have voting rights in this meeting, so I can make the motion, right?
Just have someone else make it just to be safe. So you can say, like, you would entertain a motion for somebody else.
I think you can. You can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so then I move to approve the agenda.
I second.
Okay, and then the next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of May 4th, 2022. And then here's the minutes from that date. Oh, wait, I messed up. Sorry. I'm supposed to ask, is there anybody opposed to the approval of the agenda? I'm sorry. Okay. By unanimous consent, the agenda is approved. Okay, and then the next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes of May 4th, 2022.
I move to approve the minutes of May 4th, 2022.
And then I'll just second that motion. So motion by Ashmita and then seconded by Arzeli. And then is there anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes of May 4th, 2022? Okay, and then seeing as there is no opposition, it seems like there is a unanimous consent, so the minutes of May 4th, 2022 are approved. Next, we'll be moving on to public comment. Public comment is intended as a time for any member of the public to address the committee on any issues affecting ASI and or the California State University East Bay. Seeing as there are no members of the public, we'll be moving on to unfinished items. And then the first item on unfinished items is action item ASI GPA eligibility requirements. The ASI personnel committee will take action on raising the ASI GPA requirements. And then I move to, dang it, I'm blanking on how to make this motion. Sorry, everyone. Ashmi, can you make the motion?
I move to approve action item ASI GPA eligibility requirements.
Okay, and then I'll second that motion. And then So now we can move into discussion of this item, and then Michael.
Yeah, so I just basically wanted to get a recap. I don't remember who was in the last personnel meeting that we had. I don't remember who was there, to be honest. But I made the edits. Like, people were pretty, over the course of the last couple of months of last year, we had brought this up, and people provided their feedback. And that, and along with, I know we were looking at the policy for ASI. I used those two as like feedback. So with the attendance for policy from ASI, one of the things that we learned is at one point Kabir wanted to change it and be more specific about like what constitutes as like poor attendance and removal from the board, but then it got too detailed. And so then he decided to not make the motion anymore. So that's kind of what was happening here with the GPA thing, is like I started getting way too specific when I was formulating it. So I really made it more simple, I guess. But the feedback that from the last personnel meeting was, I think if you scroll down to the second page, the main thing was, what kind of a plan do we have in place? Like, everyone understood the whole like 10 years, 0.5 GPA would be raised, and ultimately the end goal would be to raise it to 2.5 and then raise the QM up to as well, over a progression. But the main thing is like the second chapter or second paragraph. It was the first paragraph and the second paragraph. It was like, well, how are we tracking this, right? And like, what things do people get? Martine's feedback was, if we do a grade check, it works for the quarter system because there's so many quarters. If someone doesn't do great the first quarter, then their second quarter, they're on probation. But in the semester system, if someone doesn't do well the first semester, then the second semester they're on probation, then they graduate. There's really no point to do a check. And then the students, actually, I think AJ brought it up about doing a grade check in the middle of a semester. And so that's really what I've added here, is having a grade check in the middle of the semester. I basically put that it would be week 7 or 8, whichever week has a board meeting, it has to be submitted by then. It's only for undergraduates to submit a grade check, because a lot of grad students, they don't do grade checks. And pretty much, like I said, with grad students earlier in the document, if you don't have a 3.0, you're kicked out of the program anyways. So I basically added the grade check, what that policy would look like, and then how that would, if at the middle of the semester, if you don't meet academically, you are on probation till the end of the semester, and either you have to fulfill the requirements by the end of the semester, or you're no longer eligible to be on the board. And then it also included like how we're going to provide resources for them and what kind of support we provide board members, because we don't want them to fend for themselves. Ultimately, this document is not supposed to be an obstacle or a barrier preventing students from being on the board. It's supposed to just make sure that we're encouraging academic success for anyone on the board.
I just want to say, when I was reading it, I thought this was really, like, I don't know, I thought this was important, because I think it's important that we hold, like, ourselves accountable, and I like how there's a plan of action rather than, like, trying to be like, oh, well, you got to fix it, because then it really shows that there is a big support system within ASI, so I just really appreciated that.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I really like this, and I like the idea of checking the grades mid-semester, because it gives them a chance to raise their grades, because whereas at the end of the semester, your classes have changed, like the semester is new, like there's not really a point, like you said, Michael, like people graduate, so like there's no point in putting them on probation for the second semester. So I like how this is structured.
Is there any more discussion? If there's no discussion, then we'll move on to roll call voting. So Ashmita Alawalia.
Aye.
And then Arzeli Barragan, aye. And then Christina Caro.
Aye.
Ashley Medeiros.
Aye.
And then Martin Castillo is not present. So the motion, no, not the motion, the what would I call this? The requirement? I say it's the requirement or the oh yeah, right? The ASI GPA eligibility requirement passes by unanimous consent.
Right? Well, you're still motioning to approve the API, the ASI GPA requirements or eligibility requirements. So it's still a motion. So yeah, you can say the motion passes for, and then the name of it is, the specific motion is called the ASI GPA eligibility requirements. Sorry, it's like a long, it's a lot to say.
No, it's okay. I just, nervous cheering. I've never had to do this before, but.
You're doing great. You're doing great. I'm sure Christina can also echo that you're doing a great job. It's always a couple that you need to get under your belt.
Oh, thanks. Okay, so then the item passes, the ASI GPA eligibility requirement passes. Okay, I think that's it. Okay, and then moving on to new business items. I think we need to motion to be able to go into closed session for all of these following items. So I'm going to motion that we go into closed session for items A through E. Is there a second on the motion?
Second.
And then is anyone opposed to the motion? Okay, seeing as no one is opposed, we will now head into closed session. So motion by Arzeli and then seconded by Ashmita. So now I will turn the recording off and then we can go ahead and
go into you do have to say why you're going into closed session. I don't know if I missed that. So.
What would I have to say? Like, just.
It's just like a it's kind of funny. So no, like, just, I guess just say like, it's funny now you ask me and now I can't think of a reason, but typically you just tell people we're going into closed session because we want to keep this confidential. It involves individuals. We don't want people knowing who voted for who, so forth. Like something, it doesn't have to be super specific or detailed. It's just providing a reason because this prevents us from going into closed session for every vote. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay, so we'll be moving into closed session to discuss these items because in the case, we don't want people to see who talked about who and have that on the record just in case it might harm them in the future. Is that fine?
I think you have to say the time too.
Oh, okay. So at 9:15 a.m., we'll be heading into closed session on the following items A through E because we don't want to, we want to make sure that people's names aren't on the record in case it harms them in the future. Okay, and then I'm gonna stop sharing and then pause the recording. So we're coming back from closed session at 9:30 a.m. No action was taken on items A through C, and then items D and E were postponed until the next meeting. And then the next item on our agenda is discussion item F, ASI budget. The ASI personnel committee will discuss the ASI budget and make the recommendation to the board. I move to postpone discussion item F, ASI budget.
I second.
Okay, perfect. So motion by Arzeli and then seconded by Christina. So the item will be postponed. Oh, wait, is there any opposition? Sorry. Okay. Seeing as there's no opposition, then the motion passes. And then moving on to special reports, seeing as there are none. We'll move on to roundtable remarks.
Did I miss the budget part?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys want some discussion about that? Or is that, I know we're going back. I just tried to hop off for item E because I know that that's kind of awkward. Since and I was going to hop back on for the budget.
Christina, do you know what we can do? I'm so sorry to ask you.
You can amend the motion to postpone.
Okay, so would I just say I amend the motion to postpone?
Yeah, and then you'd say the discussion item.
Okay, so I amend the motion to postpone ASI budget discussion item F. And then is there a second?
I second.
Okay, and then so moving back, we'll head into discussion about discussion item F, ASI budget. And then Michael.
Yeah, so this is really important, and sorry to go back on all this. I was trying to, you know, navigate that awkward conversation and whatnot, but it's important that we talk about this so we can get it approved sooner rather than later. As far as the budget, do you have it by chance? If not, I can explain to you guys where it's at and kind of explain to you how it works. Do you guys want to see it? Do you guys?
Can you show it, please?
Yeah, let me see if I can share my, I need the capability to share my screen.
Okay, you should be able to share your screen now.
Okay, just... All right, so basically if you guys go to the shared drive, there should be ASI budget. So if you go under your position, it is shared with all of you. So chair, communications, director of Concord, this is where you can view the budget. It's under the shared drive. Most of you are either commenters or viewers. If for some reason you're able, I think the finance director is able to change it. And then the rest are just pro staff. But if you want to look at it, it's just broken down by areas. I mean, we can get into the nitty gritty. I'm just going to show you like based off. So this is like the presents budget, the government, communications, the Senate budget, programming, admin is like general admin. There's like different areas, but I just clicked on government. I'm just going to give you a rundown of the top, right? So this kind of explains what's needed, like what it's for, like insurance. This is the account code. You don't need to really know that unless you're doing the paperwork. This was approved last year, and this is what we spent, if that makes sense. And then this is what we're requesting for the next year. A lot of the top items, I happen to pick the government. A lot of the top items, don't worry about those as much. Those will be finalized by Doris because, you know, there's a certain formula that has to go in every year based off like taxes or fees or whatnot for salaries or insurance. So that's why we don't really touch those, but they're pretty consistent for what we've asked from the past year, maybe a slight increase. And then when you go down, sorry, move this little thing. You'll see at the bottom. So this is the government. If we go to supplies and services, these are the more specific items. And so we're talking about for the government getting the parking passes for the year and how much that's going to cost. Travel in-state. So it's got like CHESS and CSSA and all these things. Retreat. And then how much those will cost right here. And it's at the bottom, it makes a final number, which then gets plugged into eventually the budget summary on the first page. It'll be on one of these and it'll add up to the bottom, right? So, sorry, I know I'm trying to keep it brief and it might be confusing. Again, like if you just want to look at it, you can click on different ones. The presents one is pretty much done. So I'll go ahead and just like look at that one. I know this doesn't directly apply, but you guys are approving the whole budget. So like for supplies and services, they're asking for 30,000. Well, I think at the bottom, they're asking for 37,000. Last year they spent 358, and then they were approved for 311. So they spent like over 40,000 more than they were approved for. They're saying that they could do it for less than last year, but more than it was approved for. This one has more columns, so it actually shows how much we spent in previous years. So from 18-19, this is what we spent. 2021, what was approved last year, and what they spent last year. So it kind of gives you a good point of reference, right? So this is 18-19, what they spent, the year after what they spent, what they were approved for the following year, and then what they spent last year. So progressively, you'll see that Presents has done a really good job at like working with a smaller budget.
So they, you know, obviously what they're asking for is more than what was approved last year, but it's less than what they've spent. That's kind of like a good point of reference. Like I said, all these things on the side. So travel out of state, they're asking for $475. If you click on the bottom, travel out of state, it should be detailed on like what that money's for. And then it adds up. So the government one, again, it isn't exactly filled in because a lot of the salary stuff and insurance, Doris fills in. What's the overall thing about the budget, or I guess the overall concern and overall wealth or questions are going to be like, how's the budget looking compared to previous years? I've loosely talked to Ashmita about this, but you know, head enrollment, headcount is expected to go down at East Bay as it is at a lot of CSUs. And why that's important to us is we get our money from the student activities fee. So if enrollment is lower, that means the overall ASI budget is lower. So overall, our budget is lower or has been declining slowly in recent years, and it seems like it might have dropped off a little more this year. And so we're kind of getting prepared for that. So a lot of the money, we've had to make cuts in areas, and we've really looked at certain things on where are we underspending so it would have the least impact, and then what's important to keep. Another reason why the budget is really, I guess, difficult or challenging is every year, like when I was a student, and I'm not trying to date myself, but when I was a student in 15, I think the student salaries for our staff were about $11 an hour. It might've been $10 an hour. Well, every year for the past 4 or 5 years, we've given raises to the students to match minimum wage. And so now our student staff makes about $16 or $17 an hour, which is just above minimum wage. But because of that, right, like the student staff is more expensive. When I was on the board in 15, the director of programming was only getting paid significantly less than they get paid now, you know, about half. And so the board compensation went up quite a bit. Student salaries went up, you know, and this was to help support students, but we didn't get more money in the budget. And so that started eating into other areas. And, you know, luckily we've done a really good job and being more purposeful with our programming and looking at areas that we don't really spend. But it's just basically, it's catching up to us. And eventually what's going to happen is ASI is going to have a bigger discussion on, are we going to continue to pay X amount for so many students? Do we need to downsize students? Do we need to increase the ASI fee? Or, you know, is enrollment going to go up? Because if enrollment kept increasing, this would not be a problem because the budget would still grow. And then, of course, there's the other aspect of it. You know, the recession impacts a lot of ways indirectly and directly, you know, because of inflation and the recession. For example, for presents, every year, the artist they got 4 years ago is now, you know, a couple hundred dollars more expensive, whether it's inflation or whether it's just the fact that over time, things have gotten more expensive in general. And so since our fee hasn't gone up, but cost internally amongst salaries and students and board members has gone up, and then also externally, things are just costing more. We've really had a cut in some areas. I do believe that they're planning on pulling from the reserves this year. And the thought process with that is because we have a new executive director coming in. It's not really fair to put them in a budget crunch in year one. So we want to give them, you know, we want to be responsible with the budget, but also give them a budget that's not too difficult in year one. And then they can reevaluate next year if that worked or if they need to, you know, what other decisions need to be made. I'll kind of leave it at that. I mean, like I said, you guys, I definitely recommend going to the share drive, ASI budget, kind of peeking at all these things. And you can kind of see where money's going, where money's at, and, you know, get a good general eye. I know when we vote on it permanently that it should all be formalized. What the bottom dollar is and everything. But I do know, like I said, some of the difficult conversations we've talked about is possibly not compensating the Senate this year. And that's, you know, that's a really hard conversation, but it's a really important one that you guys might want to consider. It's one of the things I hate to say that I recommend, you know, because I never want to take money out of students' pockets, but it's quite a chunk of change that could be better applied elsewhere. And if we're able to get the Senate to be volunteer basis, and then maybe that'll encourage them to join the board as opposed to, you know, being on the Senate 1 year and then not really enjoying it. Maybe it's like a stepping stone to getting to the board and that's another argument for how we can keep the board's compensation or something. But yeah, are there any general questions? Again, I know it's always a lot. I always hated being on the board when they did the budget because it seems like you're getting like a week's worth of accounting in like 10 minutes.
I do have a question. I'm in the drive right now. And I was just trying to look for the board budget specifically, because I see administration, communication, government / CSR presents programming in Senate, but I didn't see the board. I don't know if it falls into a specific one.
What are you looking for specifically, if you don't mind me asking? It's so part of what makes that challenging is all the different account codes. Like 3 years ago, they changed the way we budget by adding all these account codes. So now we have to like specify. It used to just be like, this is the one account code and you can spend it however you want. But now everything's super specified. So like, does that make sense? Like, are you looking for like, how much are we doing?
I was just looking for the sheet that specifies the different accounts within the board. Just because I didn't, because I know like last year when they had the budget, they had specifically like the one that was about the board. But then I don't know if I'm just reading it wrong. I might just be. I think I'm gonna look into this more actually and just message you, because I'm just looking at the budgets right now.
Well, so I'll be in the office later today, and I'll be in the office on Thursday or tomorrow, and I think Thursday. So if we want to sit down, we can talk about it. But what I think you're looking for, and I was more so trying to get an idea of what you're looking for specifically, because that might help. But what I think you're looking for is going to be the government one. And then again, depending on like, if you look at the different tabs. So if you go to like, yeah, let me share my screen one more time. Okay. Sorry. So this is the government one. And it's kind of got a little overlap with the CSRs at the front desk and whatnot. But if you go to like, you know, different tabs, so this is the club funding for activities and events. This is the account code that should be on the first page, but apparently this is all this fall and the spring, and then the scholarship, hospitality. So the Concord, this is how much apparently, like that's why the line items are more specific, because what you're going to see on that first page is hospitality, food, and they really have trainings for staff members on like where every dollar should go in the budget. And in some ways it's good because it helps us track better, like where we're spending everything. But some ways it's super annoying, right? Because now we have it, hospitality food. This is intended for food we're giving away. And then there's hospitality non-food, which is giveaways or anything that's kind of a giveaway. This is the end of the year banquet, the Hope Housing, special projects, I think. Right here, down here, this is for Concord. They typically do events as well. So like when the Concord person does alfresco for on the offside, that's like alfresco for their own EB Jamboree or end of the year celebration, their own cocoa and creme. Like I said, training and development. So this is CSSA and everything. A lot of the things that like, obviously we weren't cutting like CSSA, we try to put as accurately how much it should cost, right? Like we're not going to be like, oh, it costs $100 to go. Let's put $50 and make them fundraise 50. I think they might have decreased how many people we typically send, because that's like one thing Presents has done. Instead of sending all six people, which we used to do, like in years past, we used to always send everybody. Then we just started sending, okay, let's just send two or three. The scholarship, the ASI scholarship, you know, so a lot of the tabs on the bottom, you can see these tabs, right? A lot of the tabs on the bottom might be where you answer a lot of your questions. But the board, I mean, ASI, the truth is, this is all ASI, right? Like if we go look at the Senate ones, theirs just happens to be more specified because it's something new, but the Senate budget tends to be a lot less. Like I said, this is typically the stipend, how much the stipends have been. I don't think it's supposed to have these, but I don't think it would impact these. We're talking about just not for the Senate themselves, but you can like click through all these and kind of see Like we haven't done a retreat just for the Senate in the past. So I think that's why there's a line item, but there's no money. Because I think in the past we've set money aside for it and then we've never even touched it. And so this year, trying to minimize the amount of cuts, we've looked at like, well, we've never spent this and we've never spent this. And let's just keep the line item and we can try to add it in the future. So for the Senate, so they have 5,000 set aside for hospitality, non-food related is basically giveaways. So they have 5,000 set aside for giveaways. And then food related, they have $2,000 set aside. Does that make sense? Is this answering your question better? Again, we could still meet. I'm not discrediting that. I'm just trying to like, if you have this question, obviously I want other people to kind of know the answer too, so they can also explore it. Cause I think it's very important that you guys kind of know where the money's at. I know we had some meetings last year where we were trying to explain the budget, but like sometimes people get a little more confused because it's not the easiest budget to read, right? It's not like, hey, we're just asking for $100 for next year. It's like, no, we need $2 for this, $2 for that, $2 here. And it's like, I think it's dozens, if not over 100 different areas to look at potentially.
It's because I really want to understand like the overall budget for like, I know ASI as a whole, and then like how it works with like the board and the Senate too. Cause I know at least for me, understanding accounts and numbers is a little hard. So I'll probably take you up on the offer to meet. Is there any more discussion on this item?
No, just if anyone else wants to meet with me about this, I'm more than happy to walk you guys through it. We don't ever want this to seem like we're hiding the budget, which I think, like, as you guys see, you all have access to view it. But obviously it's a challenging and it's a difficult thing to read. I mean, I meet with Doris one-on-one and we kind of go through line by line. And it wasn't until being the interim associate director that did I really get a better view on ASI and how this works, right? When I was presents, I only focused on my presents area. But this is very, it's actually a very informative tool as well. And it might help if you guys look at it deeper, because then you'll know, oh, the Senate has, like we said, 5,000 for events. Let's make sure they use it instead of waiting till, we don't want it to be like March, February, April. And the Senate's like, do we have money? It's like, yeah, do you have money? Like, use it now. We don't want people just spending all their money in April, because that's also not responsible. The idea is for this budget is you're spending it sporadic or periodically throughout the school year too, so it can have the greatest impact. But thank you.
I'm gonna go back to sharing my screen. Was there any more discussion on the ASI budget? Okay. Seeing as there's no more discussion, we'll move on to special reports. And seeing as there is no special reports, we'll move on to roundtable remarks. Does anyone have any roundtable remarks? Okay. Seeing as there's no roundtable remarks, I adjourn this meeting at 9:50. Okay. And then I think that's it, right? I'm gonna stop this.